And today, Donald Trump is threatening to sue the New York Times for its story about two women who say Trump inappropriately groped them, denying the allegations of a People magazine writer who said he pushed her against a wall and forcibly kissed her in 2005. Time magazine is reviving its August cover, which showed the candidate in meltdown, to one that shows him in total meltdown. But Trump supporters are digging in. So how is this impacting big down-ballot races like the one in Arizona, where Senator John McCain is ahead in the polls in his bid for a sixth term? He's running against the Democratic Congresswoman Ann Kirkpatrick. McCain has raised questions about Trump's character in the past, but he's always said he would vote for the party's nominee. Until last weekend's tape of Trump bragging about groping women, McCain says now he might write in his friend Lindsey Graham, to which Trump said it was McCain who was foul-mouthed, tweeting that McCain begged for his support during the primary. So the Trump factor is in our Senate tracker today. Christina Estes is a reporter for Here Now contributor KJZZ in Phoenix. Christina, what is the Trump factor effect on McCain?
Well, it's pretty interesting here in Arizona. John McCain held his first debate this week with his Democratic opponent, Ann Kirkpatrick, and Trump's comments came up, as you might expect, and he reiterated that, hey, I'm not supporting the guy anymore. Kirkpatrick jumped on that and basically said, what took you so long? During their debate, you know, she kept hammering McCain for endorsing Trump more than 60 times, even though Trump had personally attacked McCain, insulted the family of a fallen soldier, accused Mexico of sending rapists here, and among other comments.
Yeah. Well, and we know in the past, McCain has said he abhorred Trump's comments, including the one in which Trump said he was not a war hero because he was shot down. But he always felt he had, as a past candidate, he always had to go with the party's candidate. But the tape was one step too far. So she's hammering him. But what about Republicans in the state?
Well, John McCain has had an interesting relationship with some Republicans in Arizona. He's been criticized by some for not being conservative enough. So there is a group of people who probably will not vote for McCain. I don't know who they'll vote for. There's been some I told you so's lately coming from his primary opponent, Kelly Ward, who said, boy, Trump should have endorsed me instead of McCain.
Yeah, well, in fact, we're reading anecdotally some Republicans who say they're not going to vote for him. In the New York Times, Paula Barsh Rupnik, I think is how you pronounce it, said she was going to vote for McCain. She's definitely voting for Trump. But now, because of McCain's stance on Trump, she's going to vote for his opponent, the Democrat, to send him a message. So clearly that is happening. But let's listen to a little bit of what John McCain has said. Here's a video his campaign posted on YouTube last month.
Will we have the strength and wisdom to face down challenges from old adversaries and the courage and confidence to defeat the scourge of terrorism on our watch? How can we be secure in our own country? We need more control over our borders, but also smarter immigration policies that enforce the law and reflect our values.
We hear there that he's not saying build a wall. You know, when it comes to immigration, he's saying enforce the law, but also reflect our values. Is that considered the more moderate position there?
Well, it's interesting because Ann Kirkpatrick will remind potential voters out there that John McCain in a previous primary race had a commercial where he said, build the dang fence. So her criticism has been, you're kind of one way during a primary and the other during a general. The issue of immigration has certainly been very important to people in Arizona for a long time, and it certainly is again to many voters this year, but it has not been the primary focus in this campaign. McCain has really hammered Kirkpatrick on her support of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. Especially here in Arizona, there have been some issues with it.
Well, let's listen to Ann Kirkpatrick, currently representing Arizona's 1st Congressional District, first elected in 2012, now going after the Senate seat. Here's a recent ad from her campaign.
The fact is, Washington changes people. Career politicians put themselves ahead of what's best for the country. Things have gotten so bad that I'm convinced we need term limits. It's time to throw out the old and bring in new blood and new ideas.
Ouch! She's talking about McCain.
Yeah, and during that ad, what you see are images of McCain while she's talking about what's wrong with Washington. And he has been in the Senate since 1986. He served in the House before that. And so it was kind of interesting during the debate. I had a little bit of Clinton-Trump flashbacks because it was Kirkpatrick sort of pounding McCain for being in Washington too long and it was time for a change. And that's sort of, you know, what Trump has been hammering Clinton on. But as McCain likes to stress, you know, it's his experience and his knowledge that people appreciate, and that's why they continue to send him back.
Well, is Clinton a factor in the race? Is Ann Kirkpatrick endorsing her, or is she staying away? What's her role?
Oh, she very much supports Clinton. McCain said, hey, are you going to renounce your support during the debate? And she said, nope, I'm sure not. It's pretty interesting because I talked with a Kirkpatrick voter yesterday who actually had been a lifelong registered Democrat, but he recently switched to independent. And then I also talked with a diehard McCain supporter who is not voting for Trump, who is going to vote for Clinton.
Huh, so some real mixing up there in Arizona. Christina Estes, reporter for Here Now, contributor KJZZ in Phoenix. Thank you.
You're very welcome.